Verse 21. Is the law then against the promises of God? Before he digressed, Paul stated that the law does not justify. Shall we then discard the law? No, no. It supplies a certain need. It supplies men with a needed realization of their sinfulness. Now arises another question. If the law does no more than to reveal sin, does it not oppose the promises of God? The Jews believed that by the restraint and discipline of the law, the promises of God would be hastened, in fact, earned by them. Paul answers, not so. On the contrary, if we pay too much attention to the law, the promises of God will be slowed up. How can God fulfill his promises to a people that hates the law? Verse 21. God forbid. God never said to Abraham, in thee shall all the nations of the earth be blessed because thou hast kept the law. When Abraham was still uncircumcised and without the law or any law, indeed, when he was still an idol worshipper, God said to him, get thee out of thy country, etc. I am thy shield, etc. In thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. These are unconditional promises which God freely made to Abraham without respect to works. This is aimed especially at the Jews who think that the promises of God are impeded by their sins. Paul says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promises because of our sins, or hastens his promises because of any merit on our part. God's promises are not influenced by our attitudes. They rest in his goodness and mercy. Just because the law increases sin, it does not therefore obstruct the promises of God. The law confirms the promises in that it prepares a person to look for the fulfillment of the promises of God in Christ. The proverb has it that hunger is the best cook. The law makes afflicted consciences hungry for Christ. Christ tastes good to them. Hungry hearts appreciate Christ. Thirsty souls are what Christ wants. He invites them, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Christ's benefits are so precious that he will dispense them only to those who need them and really desire them. Verse 21. For if there had been a law given which could have given life, verily righteousness should have been by the law. The law cannot give life, it kills. The law does not justify a person before God, it increases sin. The law does not secure righteousness, it hinders righteousness. The apostle declares emphatically that the law of itself cannot save. Despite the intelligibility of Paul's statement, our enemies fail to grasp it. Otherwise, they would not emphasize free will, natural strength, the works of supererogation, etc. To escape the charge of forgery, they always have their convenient annotation handy, that Paul is referring only to the ceremonial and not to the moral law. But Paul includes all laws. He expressly says, if there had been a law given, there is no law by which righteousness may be obtained, not a single one. Why not? Verse 22, but the scripture hath concluded all under sin. Where? First, in the promises concerning Christ in Genesis 3:15 and in Genesis 22:18, which speak of the seed of the woman and the seed of Abraham. The fact that these promises were made unto the fathers concerning Christ implies that the fathers were subject to the curse of sin and eternal death. Otherwise, why the need of promises? Next, Holy Writ concludes all under sin in this passage from Paul, for as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. Again, in the passage which the apostle quotes from Deuteronomy 27:26, cursed is every one that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. This passage clearly submits all men to the curse, not only those who sin openly against the law, but also those who sincerely endeavor to perform the law, inclusive of monks, friars, hermits, etc. The conclusion is inevitable. Faith alone justified without works. If the law itself cannot justify, much less can imperfect performance of the law or the works of the law justify. Verse 22, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. The apostle stated before that the scripture hath concluded all under sin. Forever? No, only until the promise should be fulfilled. The promise, you will recall, is the inheritance itself, or the blessing promised to Abraham, deliverance from the law, sin, death, and the devil, and the free gift of grace, righteousness, salvation, and eternal life. This promise, says Paul, is not obtained by any merit, by any law, or by any work. The promise is given. To whom? To those who believe. In whom? In Jesus Christ.